Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Bonjour, namaste, kumusta, merhaba, drasti, ni hao, guten tag, yasu, shalom, ciao, annyeong, cheshti, jambo, hey, sawatika, sawatikrap, assalamu alaikum, konnichiwa, merhaba, darun, hallo, hurudog, salve, servus, terve, ahoy, aloha.
What's
up? Speak English, yeah!
Welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. This is going to be a different kind of episode. I'm calling this episode Language Barrier, and it's going to be made up of some of my favorite songs that are sung in languages other than English. Fair warning, I am quite certain I'm going to absolutely butcher the pronunciation of some of these song titles, album titles, band names, whatever I try to pronounce. I'm sure it's not going to be correct. I'm sure it's going to be terrible pronunciation, but you'll get the idea. And if you're listening from a country outside of America, I apologize in advance for my terrible pronunciation. I'm a typical American. I only speak English. So the song you just heard is by a band called Os Mutantes, The Mutants, a Brazilian psychedelic rock band. They formed in 1966. They sing their songs in Portuguese. That song is from their second album from 1969. The song's called Não Vaze Perder Por Aí. The literal translation of that is If Not Go Losing Has It, but I've seen it probably more accurately translated as Don't Go In There or You Will Be Lost, something like that. So when I think of my favorite songs sung in a language other than English, one of the first songs that comes to mind is a song by another Brazilian artist named Jorge Ben, a Brazilian singer-songwriter. His first album came out in 1963. He actually later sued Rod Stewart and won, claiming that Rod Stewart stole, believe it or not, the song Do You Think I'm Sexy from him. Obviously not the lyrics, but the music, the melody. You're going to hear a song by Jorge Ben from his 1974 album, A Tabua de Esmeralda. It's a song called Zumbi, Z-U-M-B-I, which translates to zombie in English. This is Jorge Ben from 1974.
Angola, com
onde o lucabim da mina que loa rebolo. Aqui onde estão os homens, há um grande leilão. Dizem que nele há uma princesa fenda que veio junto com seus súditos, acorrentados em carros de boi.
Eu quero ver.
Rebolo. Aqui onde estão os homens, do lado cana de açúcar, do outro lado cafezal, ao centro senhores sentados, vendo a colheita do algodão branco, sendo colhidos por mãos negras.
Eu quero ver. Eu quero ver. Eu quero ver. Eu quero ver.
Quando o zumbi chegar, o que vai acontecer?
One more Brazilian artist for you, Gilberto Gil, who actually collaborated at one point with Jorge Ben. His first album came out in 1967. You're going to hear a song from a 1978 album called Cidade do Salvador. This is a song called Uso Quero Zodo by Gilberto Gil. Jacques Dutronc is a French singer and actor, one of the biggest French stars of the 60s and 70s. His first album, which came out in 1966, sold over a million copies, which for that time and in France and Europe is huge. You're going to hear a 1969 single by Jacques Dutronc called Le Responsable? That's probably close.
An army towel covering my belly. Some of us weep, some of us howl, knees turn to jelly. But next, I was just a child, 100 like me. I followed a naked body followed me. Next. I was just a child when my innocence was lost in a mobile army hood house, a gift of the army, free of cost. Next, next, next.
You're probably wondering why I'm playing a song in English. That's a song called Next by the sensational Alex Harvey Band. Well, that song is based on a song by the next person you're going to hear, Jacques Brel. Jacques Brel was a Belgian singer-songwriter, recorded mostly in French. He was a huge influence on people like Leonard Cohen and even David Bowie. His first 78 RPM record came out in 1953, but Sensational Alex Harvey Band based their song Next on a Jacques Brel song called Au Souvent from 1961, and that song translates to The Next One, and it's about soldiers going off to war.
Au suivant, tout nu dans ma serviette qui me servait de pagne, j'avais le rouge au front et le savon à la main. Au suivant, j'avais juste 20 ans et nous étions 120 à être le suivant de celui qu'on suivait. au suivant, au suivant. J'avais juste 20 ans et je me déniaisais au bordel ambulant d'une armée en campagne. Au suivant, au suivant. Moi, j'aurais bien aimé un peu plus de tendresse, ou alors un sourire, ou bien avoir le temps. Mais au suivant, au suivant. Ce ne fut pas Waterloo, non, non, mais ce ne fut pas Arcole. Ce fut l'heure où l'on regrette d'avoir manqué l'école. Au suivant, au suivant. Mais je jure que d'entendre cet adjudant de mes fesses, c'est des coups à vous faire, des armées d'impuissants. Au suivant, et au suivant.
Over to Italy for our next artist, Francesco Guccini, an Italian singer-songwriter who debuted in 1967. I'm going to play you a song called Lui Lei from his 1969 album, which was called Due Anni Dopo, which translates to 2 years later. The song title translates to He and She in English.
Lui e lei si incontrano nel giorno, mentre la città d'attorno sembra nuova. Lui e lei scoprono le cose che credevano perdute nella noia. Tutto il piacere di sentirsi chiedere la propria breve vita, la frase conosciuta, la storia già narrata. A leggere i poeti che nessuno al mondo poi leggerà mai. Lui e lei, riempire di sospiri lunghe pause di pensieri, mentre il suono del silenzio li accompagna.
One more Italian singer-songwriter for you, Lucio Battisti, one of the best-known, most influential people in Italian rock and roll. His first album came out in 1969. You're going to hear a song called Comunque Bella from his 1972 album. Great song.
Tu vestita di fiori, o di fari in città, con la nebbia o i colori, cogliere le rose a piedi nudi e poi con la sciarpa stretta al collo bianca come mai. Ma eri bella. Quando l'arcobaleno era in fondo ai tuoi occhi, quando sotto al tuo seno l'ira avvelenava il cuore tuo, perché tu vedevi un'altra donna avvicinarsi. Prima ancora che io capissi e riscegliessi te, tu eri bella.
So if you listen to my O Canada episode from way back when, I think it was episode 7, where I played a lot of my favorite Canadian songs from the 70s, at the top of the show you heard a lot about a guy named Michel Pagliaro, Montreal artist, one of my very favorite songwriters, really great, and a lot of his music was sung in French. He did a lot in English, but he also did a lot of songs in French. So I'm going to play you a couple more. I played a lot of Pagliaro on that Canadian episode, if you want to go back to that one. But I'm going to play you a couple more of his songs sung in French right now. So these are two songs from the early 70s by Michel Pagliaro, Canadian artist, Mon Coeur and Chez Moi.
Me revoici chez moi pour y rester.
Hugh Rogefeldt is a very successful Swedish singer-songwriter. His first album came out in 1969. He's actually notable. It was actually a big deal that he was singing in Swedish. He was one of the first Swedish rock artists to sing in Swedish and be successful. I'm going to play you a couple of songs by Pugh, a song called Les Gens and a song called Mona. Both of these are singles from the 70s. Gasolin were a Danish rock band active from 1969 to 1978. They were the most popular rock band in Denmark from 1972 to 1978, and several of their albums were produced by Roy Thomas Baker. I'm going to play you three of my favorite Gasoline songs, Pa and Summer Dog, Yeg Trede Yeg Var, and Kina Rock, all from the 70s. Great stuff.
Oh, in summer day, all you see in the high, they start fast, but see die. My old boots are in selling for home, Kirken by Tom.
Oh, Zee vrolijk zwem. Ja, 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 ja. Vrolijk zeeën, ja, ja, ja. Heer, en wat du kent. Grote blauwe zee in de.
Another great one is a Japanese three-piece called Garo or Garo, G-A-R-O. You're going to hear three songs by them from their third, fourth, and fifth albums. These are from 72, 73, and 74.
Thank you. い愛の日を今日は僕たちに二度とは来ない。このかわいそうな道肩を寄せてゆく、そんなことさえも覚えておこう。僕らは一つの愛に今結ばれているよ。変わらぬロマンの花を咲かせよう。街は僕たちをいつも呼んでるよ、明るくさざめき。
Next up is a song by a Japanese prog band called Fuman Zoku. This is from an LP that came out in 1974. Yeah. This next one is an odd one, but I like it a lot. It's a song called Annie Cooney. It's by a French-Canadian singer named Madeleine Chartrand, I believe, and it was put together by a Canadian production mogul named Tony Roman. It's a glam rock version, a glam rock adaptation of a Native American song. Came out in 1973. Check it out. Next up is a Spanish hard rock band called Leno. This is a song called Sorprendente, which translates to surprising, from their 1982 album Corre Corre, which means off, off. We're going to go back over to France now for a couple of great new wave bands, starting with a band called The Rockets. They formed in 1974. They were sort of like the French Devo. This is a song from their debut album, self-titled album that came out in 1976. Another great French new wave band, a rock band, practically a punk rock band, was a group called Téléphone. They formed in 1976. Their debut album came out in 1977. I'm going to play you a song from their second album from 1979. The album title translates to Spit Your Venom, and the song title translates to I Don't Know What to Do, Téléphone. Next up is a song from a Danish new wave band called Cliché with a K. They formed in 1977. This is a song from their 1979 debut.
Thank you.
Now we're going to hear some punk rock from Finland, beginning with a band called Apu Normaali. They formed in 1976, and they are actually the best-selling music artist ever in Finland. This is a song from their second album from 1979. The band's name, by the way, translates to scooter in English. One more punk rock band from Finland for you. This is a band called Razzia, which translates to Roundup in English. This is from their 1979 debut.
Now we're in Virunus, you're the one.
Bow Wow were a Japanese hard rock heavy metal band formed in 1975. Most of their songs were in English, but they did have a couple of songs in Japanese, including a really great song on their 1980 record. The album was called Glorious Road. This is Bow Wow. Next up, you're going to hear a song called Dégage from the 1981 debut by a French hard rock band called Ocean.
Blondie! rouge en lisant ton journal. Tu marches tel un robot dans les couloirs du métro. Les gens ne te touchent pas pour faire le premier pas. Tu voudrais dialoguer sans renvoyer la balle. Impossible d'avancer sans ton gilet pare-balles. Tu voudrais donner des yeux à la justice. Impossible de violer cette femme pleine de vice. Antisocial, tu perds ton sang-froid. Repose à toutes ces années de service. Antisocial, bientôt les années de sévices. Enfin le temps perdu qu'on ne rattrape plus.
You might have recognized that. That was the French version of a song by a band called Trust. They also recorded a version of that song in English. It's called Antisocial, and it was later covered by Anthrax. I have a couple more for you. This is a band, a Spanish punk band called Reincidentes. They formed in 1987. This is a song from their 1992 album.
De la humanidad con orgullo se mostraban mascaradas. Celebraron 500 años de un encuentro de amistad. Genocidio de un pueblo que aún lucha por sobrevivir.
That's a great song, and this is another good one. This is a French punk band called Cortège, formed in 1996. This song came out in 2006. I think it's great.
Je suis, je fais ça.
Alright, and that's going to be it for the language barrier episode. Some of my favorite songs that are sung in languages other than English. Keep in mind that coming up in the future, I'm going to do a language barrier part 2, The Metal Years, which possibly is going to be the best episode I will ever do. So look forward to that. It's going to be 80s heavy metal sung in languages other than English, and it's going to be killer. So keep a lookout for that. It'll be coming eventually. I'm going to do some new wave of British heavy metal episodes and a couple other metal episodes probably before I get to that. There'll probably be a whole 2-month period that's going to be all heavy metal coming up. So look forward to that. And make sure you go to the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. You can see a list of every song I play on each episode, and there's a link there for the Facebook page. Please go and click like on the Facebook page. And please subscribe with iTunes and leave me a comment in iTunes. If I get enough, you know, if I get more likes on the Facebook page and I'm trying to get certain people to come on the show as a guest, you know, it'll look better if I have more likes on the Facebook page. I have a lot more people downloading the podcast than I do clicking like on Facebook. So please go over to the Facebook page. There's a link at rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. Go there and click like on the Facebook page, and that's also a way for you to keep track of when the episodes post, and, you know, I'll try to post some more interesting stuff on the Facebook page if we get more people there getting involved. So you can, and also you can send me a private message on Facebook. That's a good way to get in touch with me. And also there's an email address, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com, where you can send me an email. So now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, in 1975, the Scorpions recorded 2 sweet songs, covers of 2 songs by British glam rock band The Sweet, in German, and released it as a single, but they were called The Hunters, not Scorpions. I'm not sure why this happened, but it did happen. And you're going to get to hear it now. You're going to get to hear the Scorpions doing Fox on the Run and Action by Sweet in German. Until next time.
Okay.
du siehst das falsch, denn ich bin kaum der Typ, den du verbrauchst zum geistigen Urlaub.
Bei mir gibt's Action, Action, Action.
Schmink dir das ruhig ab, das hat mich doch geschafft. Du wirst noch sehen, dass ich doch viel stärker bin. Das war schlecht für mich. Baby, 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 das ist jetzt vorbei. Und ich war ganz down und litt fürchterlich.
Doch du hältst mich fest.
Und du lässt mich nie frei.
Be back.